Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while. Call 1-800-FURNACE. Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
This is Rock and Roll Football.
Rock and Roll Football.
On Absolute Radio.
With Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
What do you normally say at the beginning of a rock and roll football podcast?
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast. I talk about what's coming up on the show generally. So do you want to do that?
No, that's it.
Yeah, we've just done it.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay. Good.
Welcome along. Look, don't set your expectations high today. It's two of the most laid-back, if not horizontal, men in radio.
It's rare that they let us do a show together.
We're both just comatose.
Yeah, right, it's very cold, though. The winter weather has been affecting us all.
Yes.
But we've soldiered on through. We battled in through the elements to get into the show.
Yes. We have, so there is a podcast. We tackle great generation game hosts of the past.
Yes, good. We talk about Leicester players' names that could be associated with something else.
Yes.
What else? We talked about cold football grounds and how you keep warm with food.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's one link, hopefully it'll make the podcast, where, because of a technical issue, Richie put the mics up and just said, Green Day. He just said Green Day, and then it played, went to an ad break.
Just going to look at producer Matt. Is that appearing in there? It's going to be in there.
Oh, great. Listen out for that.
Wonderful.
It's a two-word link. Very economical.
Do we talk at the end of this podcast as
well?
Yeah,
we'll come back at the end and
say
goodbye.
Great.
Yeah. I hope you enjoy it.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
You've seen a goal with your perfect vision.
Yeah.
And it's been scored by a player who sounds like a National Trust property. Dewsbury Hall has scored for Leicester. They're 1-0 up at West Brom and will stay top of the Championship if it stays like this.
Now, I'm thinking it's more golf course.
Ah, Dewsbury Hall golf course. Yes, it could be. I think it could be either, to be fair, couldn't it? It could also be a sort of spa retreat. Oh, I'm going to have two nights at Dewsbury Hall.
Yeah.
Oh, it's lovely there.
Yes.
Oh, it's so nice there. You must treat yourself to a trip.
I love having a steam room in Dewsbury Hall.
Oh, yes, they've definitely got one. If you've got any other suggestions for what Dewsbury Hall could be, do get in touch.
Add to the list. Yeah. Golf course, National Trust and spa property for Kin and Dewsbury Hall.
Yes. So, let's preview today's action, shall we? No early kickoffs due to European midweek games throwing the TV schedulers' plans. The lunchtime diners disappointed, but looking forward to breaking their intermittent football fast with a feast come 3 o'clock. Arsenal are at home to Wolves, and the Gunners are doing so well at the moment. Even Kai Havertz has started scoring. The German little donkey kept plodding onwards and eventually found a precious load. I mentioned the nativity animal as Havertz is a massive fan of them. He even has a donkey at a sanctuary named after him. Do you know about his love of donkeys?
Did not know that.
He once said about donkeys, from day one I felt a special relationship with donkeys. It's a very calm animal. They chill all day, don't do much, just want to live their life. I loved them always, and when I lost, I would go to the sanctuary. I'm not making this up.
Oh, wow.
Maybe that's why he felt drawn to Arsenal, because of the Tony Adams connection.
Who knows?
Arteta says the football they're playing isn't as free-flowing at the moment due to packed-out defences that they're facing, saying it's like when you're sitting in traffic, you want to go 100 miles per hour, but you have 3 buses and 55 taxis around you. Wolves will be hoping they can nip around the congestion on an electric scooter to really annoy him this afternoon. Brentford play Luton, with Thomas Frank again denying rumours that Ivan Toney will leave in the January transfer window. Toney's just over a month away from returning to action after his 8-month ban for suspect gambling activity. I'd put money on him returning by the 16th of January. But not you, Ivan. Put the tiny pen down. They seem to be doing okay without the England striker, but then Luton appear to be growing in confidence as well ahead of the first ever top flight match between these two sides. The Milliners hoping the bees can't penetrate their new beekeeper's hat so they can extricate the sweet points, honey, from the hive without being stung. Then it's the battle of the basement dwellers at Turf Moor in the other game at three. The teams that would be bottom and second bottom if it wasn't for Everton's financial mismanagement. As we enter a snowy and frosty December, it's time to start rock and rolling footballing around the Christmas tree. Later, we'll have some lower league pie and do some air horning.
Kiernan Dewsbury Hall, yes, as discussed with the Leicester goal.
Yes.
We made our suggestions for...
We're talking about National Trust properties, golf courses. Jono in Norfolk says Dewsbury Hall is clearly a euphemism. Oh, I just got kicked in the Dewsbury Halls. There we go.
That's
yes,
another
that's a
one.
Good one. It's good rhyming slang.
Please keep these coming. 8, 12, 15. John's in Shropshire. He's texted regarding Larry Grayson.
Ah, lovely.
As we were talking about how people like yourself, myself, yes, Gary Lineker,
yes,
all struggle with yes, the glasses on, glasses
on
off.
For reading up close. That's when to put them on.
Thinking of getting chains. Yeah. John says Larry Grayson used to live opposite my college in Nuneaton.
Wow.
He always flew an England flag permanently, but I never saw him. Admittedly,
wow,
it's not much of an anecdote, but wow, I'm ironing a mountain of clothes, so what do you expect?
Well, it's interesting. He's one of those flag people, Larry
yes,
Grayson was. Shut that door, as I believe he used to say.
Footballers with glasses is another... That's another... It always blows my mind. Since Petr Cech retired, you see
yes,
Petr Cech pictured, he's wearing glasses.
Yes, and then... Remember when footballers used to lose contact lenses on the
yes,
pitch in the old... When contact lenses were in their infancy.
Yeah.
And they would be... They'd have to stop the game and look around on the floor.
Them
on the floor. It was amazing.
Rock and roll football with Bet Builder from Virgin Bet.
Right, it's time to play for £1,000 thanks to Virgin Bet. And on the line this afternoon, we have Josh. How are you, Josh?
Yeah, really good, thanks, mate. How are you?
We are good. Who do you support?
Man United.
Ah, so obviously from the Manchester, Salford area, I presume. Like all Man United fans, yeah?
Yeah, of course, Oxfordshire. That's close enough, isn't it?
There we go, yeah.
Right, Josh, Matthew is going to tell you exactly how this is going to work.
Yes, I am. Am I?
Yes,
am I? Yes. Okay. We have 30 seconds on the clock. We're going to ask you three sports-related questions. All you need to do is answer each question correctly to win £600. You'll get £200 for each correct answer you give us. And to win an additional £400, answer the bonus question. You can either walk away with the money you win or risk losing it all for a shot at the bonus. Do you understand, Josh?
Sounds good.
Right. Time begins after I finish asking the first question. Josh, good luck.
Thank you.
How many corner flags are there on a football pitch?
Four.
Correct. Yes. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain's fiancée, Perry Edwards, is a member of which pop group?
Little Mix.
Correct.
Yes.
What is the name of Southampton's football stadium?
St. Mary's.
Correct! Yeah. Well done. By our maths, as we look at each other here, mm-hmm, I believe that is £600?
£600, yes, ooh, in the bag.
Now, thanks to Virgin Bet, we are going to give you the chance to win an extra £400 by answering a bonus question. You can either walk away now with what you've won so far or risk losing it all if you don't get the bonus question correctly. 15 seconds to answer the bonus question. Josh, what are you going to do?
Let's gamble.
Yes, go for it, Josh.
OK, 15 seconds on the clock. Your time will once again begin after I've finished asking the bonus question. For an additional £400. Declan Rice represented Ireland internationally before switching to England. But how many appearances did he make for Ireland? Was it 23 or 3?
3.
Wins you £1,000!
Easy! Easy! Lovely stuff.
Hey, Josh, congratulations. Where's that going to go?
I think I'll probably get some presents for my baby for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
How old is the baby?
she's 6 months.
I mean, she's not going to know.
Yeah, maybe save it till she's...
Maybe some presents for the missus. Well.
I think that's wiser.
Yes, there we go. Yes, sensible.
Well done, Josh. For another chance to win, head online to absoluteradio.co.uk. It's all thanks to Virgin Bet, where you can bet £10 on football this weekend and get a £5 free bet when you opt in through the Virgin Bet app. 18 plus, bet responsibly, begambleaware.org.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Green Day!
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
No more goals. Maybe everyone's frozen, Matt. It's a cold afternoon to be
incredibly
playing or watching football.
Freezing out there, isn't it?
What would be your hot go-to, like, half-time snack?
On a day like today, at a football match, it would have to be Bovril. You'd have Bovril in one hand, warming one hand, and then a beef and onion pie in the other, I think. That's what I'd do.
Yes.
And then you don't need gloves, really. Yeah.
See, I long for the old... When I was at university in Bournemouth, before the heady days of the Vitality Stadium, and I used to go and see Bournemouth in League 2 or League 1 at Dean Court, I would love a half-time Bovril, and they did some very, very greasy and flaky sausage rolls.
Oh, yes.
And I'm craving them now.
Nice.
No more goals. Our theory of everyone freezing is holding up, Matt.
Yes, it's way too cold to score goals. In fact, Steve's been in touch. He said he once went to Stoke as an away fan on a freezing December Saturday, and he took two pies at half-time. He bought them at half-time, not to eat, just to hold in his hands. Because it's so cold there, which is a very good point, actually.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Right, we've got to be quick because this is the end of the podcast, but actually, in reality, the actual show's going on, and in a minute, two goals have been scored in the Premier League.
Yeah, right.
So Matt and I have got to be on it for those people that listen live.
I've got to watch the Everton game against Forest, so I really want to get out of here quickly. So I hope you've enjoyed it.
Cheers.